Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks, you're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 127 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on November 21st, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mann.
Kevin Kessler.
Peter Mann. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm free and clear of this cough that's been plaguing me recently, and ready to talk some Disney, ready to get magical here today.
Great way to jinx yourself.
Yeah, no, I probably just did. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on over there in the world of Rogue Comics?
Oh, you know, Busy Bee over here.
Busy Bee?
Always got stuff going on.
Okay, what do you got going on?
Work orders. It's that time of year. You got to
right,
get
like
everything
Illuminati
in,
stuff, like because you're in the Illuminati.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there Illuminati paperwork that you have to fill out?
No, there can be no paper trail.
I'm assuming you're not allowed to tell me if there is. So. Folks, welcome to the show for this week. We are super excited. We have an all news episode this week, which is always exciting, right?
Oh, yeah. I love new stuff.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. Like, I realize that our private conversations are a lot like our conversations on the show, because I texted you on my way home and I was like, yeah, all news episode tonight. And you texted back, I love news. And, like, that's the kind of thing you say on the show. So, I don't know.
I do love news.
But, yeah, so much news came in. There was a D23 event here in Orlando, which I actually didn't even know about because apparently I'm terrible at my job. Because I totally would have gone and gotten one of those nifty new magic bands, which we'll get to in a second after some mousekeeping notes. Folks, thank you so much to everyone who's been donating to the Two Men and the Mouse Patreon. For all of the patrons, I will be doling out a lot of the things that you're supposed to be getting for donating very soon within the next week, including my unfiltered thoughts on some stuff happening in Disney, which I believe goes out to everybody who's donated $10 or more. That'll be a once a month thing. But folks, to check it out, you can go to patreon.com to donate to the show. You can do a monthly recurring payment, no matter how small, doesn't matter. It's always helpful for the upkeep of the network. And that's patreon.com/2menandthemouse WDPN. That's number 2menandthemouse WDPN. Also, folks, please check out our good friend Mikey Wisenhunt's t-shirt. Pete, I sent you some of these Magical Meltdown t-shirts the other day.
Yeah, right? They're pretty awesome.
They are pretty awesome. That is over at tpublic.com/user/Magical Meltdown. I know he's working on getting it up under magicalmeltdown.com. However, I don't know if he's gotten that up. So some of the shirts he's added, there's like a monorail flag, which is pretty neat, like a flag made out of
okay.
The monorail. He's also added
cool.
the official, folks, Two Men and the Mouse t-shirt, which I've just bought I have to buy it, too, so it's not like I get a free one. So I just bought mine, and I also bought the, looks like an ugly Christmas sweater, but it's a t-shirt, and it's a Jingle Cruise ugly Christmas sweater.
Nice.
Which is awesome. I cannot wait to wear it on the Jingle Cruise and sit near a skipper and have them freak out about it.
Jingle Cruise.
I love the Jingle Cruise. Jingle Cruise. I wish I had that guy that you got.
Oh my gosh. Unfortunately, now I feel like it's ruined me for everything else. But
all right, so you ready to jump into the news this week?
Let's do it.
The news, as always, brought to you by our good friend Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. All right, Pete, so we got, like I said, it is a slew of news this week. Like, I can't believe how much news there is. We have to slog our way through it. It's going to take a while.
All right, so where are we going to start?
We're going to start worldwide. We're going to go broad. We are going to go big. We're going to go large. So the new, have you seen this new magic band that was unveiled at D23?
I have.
All right, so Before we get into our opinions on it, let's just talk about it real quick. So this is a it's the version Magic Band 2. It's called, technical name is Model MB-R1G2, also known as Magic Band 2. So this Magic Band looks a lot more like a watch, as it's more circular around the top of the wrist, but the rest of it is just like a normal band. Now, the interesting thing about it is it has a puck in the middle that pops out, and that's where all your RFID technology is in, inside this puck. So the puck, if it pops out, can go on a lanyard, it can go on a belt clip. You don't have to wear it on your wrist anymore. So thoughts on that?
You know, I think it's cool. People seem to... I'm okay with wearing a Magic Band traditionally.
But I like people the Magic Band. I feel like the Magic Band is like a band of honor.
Right. But apparently people want some flexibility with it, and I get that.
I suppose I
understand
that.
I think it's cool. Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Okay, so this is going to... everyone that went to D23 pretty much got one, which I'm really jealous that I wasn't there. It was, like, right here. And the right. full rollout is going to take place in early 2017. Now, your existing Magic Band will still work, so you don't have to get one of the new ones. It's not like they're going to be like, your old Magic Bands no longer work. It's only the new ones now. Out with the old. No, your old Magic Band will still work.
Right.
I can't wait for these. I am very excited for the new Magic Band. You know
Me
what
too. I mean, why not? You know?
I also like if I can get I'm hoping we'll finally get a black Magic Band, because I've really wanted that for a while.
Surprised there's not one.
And I want because I want the black band, but I could take the puck out of a red one and put the red puck in the black band and have a red and black one. Because those are my colors.
Okay.
Just saying. So Disney is now selling e-gift cards, not just physical gift cards anymore. So what does that mean, Peter Mandel? So let's say you were like, my friend Kevin Kessler lives in Orlando, Florida, and I want to get him the greatest Christmas gift of all. I'm going to get him a Disney gift card for $500. Pete, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much for thinking of me like that. But I live in Orlando, so you'd have to mail me a gift card. Nope, you don't have to do that. You can actually now go and purchase an e-gift card that is then emailed to me that I can then redeem on my phone.
Huh, okay.
I think that's pretty cool. I mean, we live in that Jetsons-like future now where pretty much everything happens on your phone.
Yeah.
This is a really good time to be a tree. Because there's, so little paper going on right now.
I get that.
These trees are like, we're invincible! No one's cutting us down anymore! This is the time of the oak!
Still like a tangible gift card.
Our roots dig deep into the ground! We hold on here forever. Trees. Canadian trees, apparently.
You love Canada.
I really do. I just love it more and more as every day goes by. So, okay, now Disney has also answered the call of the expense of park tickets, which are just astronomical at this point. A 4-park magic ticket is going to be available from November 15th through May 26th with some blackout dates, which I'll go into. So what does that mean? That is one park per day for 4 days, $70 a day.
Okay.
Not bad at all, especially when you consider a Magic Kingdom ticket is over $100 a day.
Right.
So you get one admission to each park on 4 separate days. They have to be used within a 14-day period.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. Blackout dates are December 17th through January 2nd. And April 10th through the 21st. So Christmas vacation and spring break.
Right.
Altogether, this comes out to about $279 for adults and $259 for kids, which is still saving you a pretty penny when you think about it.
Right.
And this is obviously for those that don't want a park hop. That we're just going to do one park. That's going to be our day. Okay, Disney. We got a lot of Disney Springs news, which I know is not usually your favorite thing in the world.
I'll take it.
We're spending some time here. Now, I will tell you, Disney Springs is my favorite thing in the world, Peter Mandel. I love Disney Springs. I have developed this utter love and fascination with the springs. I go to the springs now more than I go to the parks.
I believe that. You seem to go there a lot, but it makes sense. There's lots of food.
The food is wonderful. I mean, I practically live at that movie theater. So it's definitely a destination that I set in my mind for a lot of times. And because they are also turning it into like almost a free theme park minus the rides. There's just a lot of really cool things that they have going on now. For everything from characters to tree lightings to, and we're going to get into the Christmas decor in a little bit, but I want to get through a couple other things first. The Starbright Holiday Drone Show started on November 10th. I have not seen it yet, but it takes place every night at 7 and 8:30 p.m. and will continue through January 8th. By all accounts, I've heard it's wonderful.
That little clip that they showed, I think, looks awesome.
Of the tree, like, swirling around?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it takes place in the area over by where the Rainforest Cafe is, over that water. And, like, so you can sit by, you can go to Ghirardelli, get a hot chocolate, sit by the water, and watch the drone show, which I think is just fantastic.
Yeah, I think it sounds really cool.
Yep. When I was there this past week with some friends, I was there with my friends Jeff and Sean from the UK, and we were watching, there's an acapella group there now, and they're wonderful.
Okay.
They're awesome. They were doing all Christmas music, and they're really, really awesome.
They
saw Free Daps while they were there.
Okay.
Every time one of our listeners sees Free Daps, the white rappers, I am vindicated.
Okay.
Because they're that bad. So, I continue.
I haven't seen them.
I know.
So I don't know.
I know you haven't. A new store is coming to Disney Springs that I think you might actually get a kick out of.
What is it?
It's called D-Living, Home Decor Store. So D-Living is opening up in Disney Springs over by right next to Uno Day 50, which is across from Sephora, right in the new town center area. It's home decorations that are themed to Disney. And the product that's being offered changes with the season.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah. So for the holidays, they said it's going to look and feel like an inviting home on Christmas morning with Disney-inspired furnishings, housewares, and decor. Opens on November the 23rd. This sounds like one of those stores that I'm never going to buy anything in, but I'm going to often stand inside and be like, I want everything in this store.
See, it sounds like a store I would buy stuff in and probably not need it.
Yeah, probably. I feel like this is a location for you to go peruse.
Right.
I'm telling you, man, you got to get to the Springs next time.
Oh, I'm gonna, for sure.
Good, good. They've broken ground on Wine Bar George, which is the new wine bar that's going to be opening up behind Raglan Road, right across from the Boathouse. So it's a 210-seat wine bar. I mean, that's a pretty 6,000 square feet right there in the landing. That's going to be some pretty big real estate. It is going to be two stories, and it's going to have a food menu of small plates that complement the wine list, which features over 100 different wines available by the bottle or glass.
That's a lot of bottles of wine.
It's a lot of bottles of wine. I mean, you think you can have all of them? Probably not you, because you don't drink, but...
I'm sure somebody could.
They're now that Disney Springs has become this local center of commerce, they're bringing Black Friday to Disney Springs.
Okay.
Black Friday sales.
Surprised.
Yep. Well, I mean, there's a lot of retail there. So, you know, it's going to be a two-day sale event with over 60 stores that are going to be participating. I'm not going to go over everything that they're doing because it's a massively long list. Some of the highlights I saw, Apex Sunglass Hut will be offering 60% off your purchase. Levi's offering 40% off your purchase. At the Pandora store, you get a free bangle when you spend $125. Disney is selling a Vera Bradley hipster Mickey handbag for $24.99.
Wow.
Yep, the Marketplace Co-op. That's going to be at the Marketplace Co-op. Disney's also selling a Stormtrooper action figures for $14.99 at the Galactic Outpost, and a lighted holiday wreath at the Christmas shop, at the Days of Christmas, for $16.99.
Okay.
Now, I know one thing that you always need when you're in Disney, and that is high-end socks, right? Absolutely.
You know, I actually am a fan of socks.
I'm a fan of socks, too, but that's not like what I think of. Stance, the high-end sock retailer, is coming to Disney Springs in the town center area. So for all of your sock needs, for your, you know, more high-end stuff, there will be a place. It's actually funny because you've got Stance, which is going to be all about, like, socks, and then you've got the flip-flop store, like, right across, like, right near there as well. So, like, you have something for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Crepes have creeped their way back onto the menu at Aristocrepes.
Okay, that makes me feel better, because I was a little worried last week when you said
that there were no crepes.
No crepes. I'm like, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, there's some seasonal offerings now. They have 4 sweet crepes on the menu now. Nowhere near the amount of crepes they used to have when they had the savory and sweet ones available. There's a gingerbread cheesecake crepe, which sounds wonderful. Okay. The banana Nutella crepe, which has been there before, strawberries and cream, and the s'mores crepe, all priced at $6.99. So all right. I also have a little review to give you here. I actually went to Disney Springs, like I said, with some friends, and I saw the Christmas decor is absolutely fantastic, and I got to go through the Christmas tree trail that we talked about last week.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Okay, so this. It is so cool, first of all. It's back by where the buses used to be, like, beyond, like, Once Upon a Toy. Before that, like, that's where they do the tree lighting every night by Once Upon a Toy, and they had characters right out there. Not Disney characters, but, like, Christmassy characters. They were kind of creepy. Like, one was, like, they were stilt performers, but they were in, like, full costumes, like a normal Disney character would be in. And one was a big teddy bear, and the other was a gingerbread man. But it looked like that gingerbread man that in Shrek 2, they ride on top of him, like Mongo,
right.
Mogo, or whatever his name was, to, like, storm the fairy godmother's castle.
I like that gingerbread man, though. He's awesome.
Be good, as he sinks into the water. But, yeah, so those were out there, and they kind of creeped me out. But once you go, so you go in, they're playing Christmas music. The trees are really neat. They're not as big as I thought they were going to be. They're just like normal size Christmas trees, like maybe 7-foot Christmas trees.
Okay.
And so they're themed to different characters. So the first one you see when you walk in is the Mickey and Minnie one on your right. Right across from it is the villains one. They have different ones also. Like, I remember the Tangled one was really neat because they used garland that looked like strands of Rapunzel's hair running up the tree.
Okay.
And there are little different colored Pascal ornaments that blend into the tree all over the place. The Jungle Book tree was absolutely fantastic. That was probably my favorite one.
What was it like? Woodsy looking?
Like Ka's coils were like going around it, and there were like bananas and like all sorts of different things. All sorts of little things, like, you know, like on the Little Mermaid one, they've got the Dingle Hoppers on it. The Mulan one, they've got like the fans and swords and stuff like that. The Frozen one I didn't really look at too much. Then it started snowing as we were walking through as well. Like, they do the snow that used to just be a staple of Magic Kingdom during Very Merry is now pretty much everywhere. So they make it snow there. The Muppet tree, by the way, is right near the end, and it's awesome. I love the Muppet tree. I was just excited it was there. And as I got to the Muppet tree, they started playing Muppet. Like, they started doing Gonzo and Rizzo singing Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. I liked it a lot. And so, I mean, just the decor in Disney Springs for the holidays is just, I mean, it is classy. It's top notch. They've got huge Christmas trees. They've got photo pass photographers near them. So if you can't get like your picture with like one of the trees in one of the parks, I got a really nice picture by one of the trees in Disney Springs from a photo pass photographer, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. And right when you, right over by where the trail lets out, which is over by the Christmas shop, if you walk in the back, they've got this thing you can take a picture with. It's like snowmen or like ice sculptures of like Mickey, Donald, Pluto, and Goofy that say Happy Holidays on them, and you can take a picture with
that. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Too. Yeah, they had it last year too, and I enjoyed it then. Trying to think of what else. It's this Santa Claus's setup still right outside of Ghirardelli, which is great, as always. And they have the system where you get buzzed in like a restaurant. They give you a pager. I mean, I cannot say enough good things about the way Disney Springs is decorated for Christmas. It really just kind of hits you in the face with holly jolly when you walk in there.
That sounds awesome. I mean, Christmas theming is one of, you know, Disney's best things.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
To have it there sounds great.
And it feels like the Days of Christmas store just kind of like sneezed all over Disney Springs, and like now all of it's covered. I can't say enough nice things about it. They really did a really, really great job with it. And with the absence of the Osborne lights, they're doing a lot of decorating this year that was not done last year to try to make up for it. I've noticed. When we get to studios, we'll talk more about it, because studios is fully, like, the halls are fully decked at studios for Christmas. in a way that I've never seen them before.
Nice.
Okay, so we are going to take a quick commercial break before we get to the park news, which is where the meat of our show is going to be this week. We're going to hear from our sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network, and we'll be right back. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier and makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
All Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and Dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic workdays to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Rivanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
And we're back, and we're continuing on with the news this week. And the second half of our show is, as always, sponsored by Kingdom Strollers. For all of your crib and stroller rental needs, check out KingdomStrollers.com. They will deliver the crib or stroller of your dreams right to your Disney resort. Ready to go to the Magic Kingdom, my favorite park?
Okay.
So, over at Magic Kingdom, they are now renting out private cabanas.
Where?
Over by Space Mountain in Tomorrowland, over by where the Skyway Station used to be. Which okay. I think they do like face painting and stuff over there now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like off to the right if you're facing Space Mountain. So yeah, that is... They have private cabanas there. They cost... You know what? Stab in the dark, Pete. What do you think they cost?
$200.
$650 a day.
What was I thinking? 200 sounds awful.
$200? Come on, man. This is Disney. So what do you get with that? You get lockable storage. You get private charging stations, beverages, food, shade, reserved viewing for fireworks and parades. Now, I'm going to tell you why you don't need the charging station, because the charging station is what sounds most clutch.
I don't know. Food sounded pretty good.
Yeah, food does sound pretty good, but $650, they better be filet mignon and caviar.
Right.
So, remember we talked a couple months ago about the fuel rod stations?
Yes.
I actually bought a fuel rod yesterday, and it's awesome.
Okay.
So, $30, you go up to one of the machines, they have one of them in the Space Mountain store, there's one of them on Main Street over by where you meet Mickey. You go into the fuel rod station, it's $30 for a fuel rod. Now, you can then use, and it's a good charger, too. Like, even on my Samsung, it charges it up.
Okay.
You can take it home and recharge it, but if you're in the park and it runs out of juice and you still need to keep using it, you go back to the fuel rod station, you insert the fuel rod, your empty fuel rod, into the machine, and it spits you out a brand new one.
Wow.
Unlimited. Like, I can, like, forever. You can keep
That's
doing
pretty cool.
As long as those fuel rod stations are there. It's awesome. One time, $30, and you can just keep doing that. Like, it's a if you need to charge your phone, folks, and you're in Walt Disney World, this is a no-brainer. A no-brainer. And it comes with the cords, too. It comes with an iPhone cord and a micro USB for Android. So it's definitely a good charger, Pete. I highly recommend doing it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than the one that I had before and less cumbersome because it's small. It's just like a little like cylinder.
Hence the name.
Fuel rod. That does it for the Magic Kingdom this week. There's really not a lot going on there right now other than, you know, the Carousel of Progress sign still being different and it breaks my heart.
I know you're upset about that.
Very, very upset about it. Epcot news. So you know how in Epcot we were saying like January and February is like the only time now where there's not a festival going on?
Right.
The International Festival of Art of the Arts is coming in 2017 from January 13th to February 20th.
C- Gotta have something.
This is weekends only. It's going to be visual and visual, culinary, and performing arts. They're going to have Broadway-style concerts featuring stars of Broadway in the America Gardens Theater, as well as the food kiosks that these festivals are known for. So there you go.
Okay.
We're getting them every month of the year now. They've also recently opened up the holiday craft beer area. That was the craft beer area from Food and Wine. They just kind of kept it open. It's the Odyssey Building, which is over by the Mexico right. Pavilion.
Yep.
AKA where the bathrooms are, usually, when there's not anything going on there. It's currently offering seasonal beers and snacks.
All right, something.
Okay, so now the big Epcot news. I'm sure you heard this one, and I'm sure that you were excited for it. We've speculated for years that Epcot had a big renovation coming.
Okay.
You know, they did New Fantasyland in the Magic Kingdom. They're doing Pandora. They're doing Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land. Bob Chapek has confirmed at the D23 event this past weekend that Epcot will be next and will be getting a full refurbishment. It will be completely transformed. He, however, did say that it will be up to Disney standards, and it will adhere to the original vision of Epcot, which is the edutainment, you know.
I like that part.
Yeah. So everyone that was afraid that it was just going to become more Frozen and stuff like that, I guess they don't have to fear, because Bob Chapek would lie to us, would he?
No, not about spending money. I think if he said that's what they're going to do, they're probably going
to
do it.
Like, what are you hoping to see?
It's a great question. I mean, when you think of Epcot, you think about, you know, dinners and like great right. food, and I don't think any of that'll change. You know what I mean?
And I think World Showcase is going to stay relatively untouched. Maybe a few new attractions here and there.
Right, right. I don't know. What could it be?
I mean, you got to do something with the Wonders of Life Pavilion. You've got to do. I'm hoping for an all new Figment experience where they bring back the Dreamfinder. Ellen's Energy Adventure's got to go, as much as I love it. Honestly, I'd get rid of Mission Space too.
Man, your Mission Space is still new in terms of rides.
Yeah, but it's awful. It's terrible. It needs to go. I mean, you keep in the Land Pavilion. You got to get rid of that Circle of Life. Put something else in there, and you got to put something in. What do you call it? Inventions.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of unused space.
It's amazing when you think about how much wasted space there is at Epcot.
You're right.
You know what? I think we need to dedicate a whole e-ticket attraction in the future to Imagineer for a day and redesign Epcot.
Wow. That's going to take some thinking. Let me know when that's happening.
I'll let you know a couple weeks in advance. I'll let you plan and plot. So, I mean, you, the Epcot fan of the show here, how are you feeling about this major announcement at D23?
I mean, I love it. You know, I want to see money put into the parks, you know?
Absolutely.
By then, hopefully
Shanghai will stop eating up all the money.
Right. I hope it's more than just, you know, restaurants and stores. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, me too. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention during Magic Kingdom, Big Thunder reopened.
And?
No fire.
What?
However, they've added the bats from California.
Okay.
And they've added a waterfall that you go under. You actually get wet on it now.
Yeah. All right.
So, honestly, when we went through the area, I was all excited for the fire, and the fire didn't come. I literally just yelled out, "Thanks, Shanghai." Because there's no doubt in my mind that was Shanghai. The money pit that it is. Okay, so yeah, Epcot. Big news for Epcot. I cannot wait to see what the future holds.
I mean, it's pretty exciting. Let's see what they do.
Ready to take a trip? Are you hoping to see more character experiences? Are you hoping to see more retail? Are you hoping to see different restaurants? Are you hoping to see more I'm assuming attractions is what you're really...
Yeah, again, I don't think they're really going to do... I can't see them really doing a ton of new restaurants, right? I mean, they kind of have that done.
I think you got to take the edutainment and kind of roll it into the Disney a little bit. Honestly, you know what I would do? I would make Ludwig von Drake like the mascot of Inventions.
What do you think? Maybe there's any chance, because we're sprucing everything up and we're making everything, you know, so new and innovative. Do you think there's any chance they go retro and bring old school Figment Dreamfinder back?
Well, I mean, I would like to see them do. They need to replace that Figment ride. I think, like, the era of the creepy moon has come to a close, I think.
For sure.
I mean, that's even just based on, you know, looking at the lines, you know, when you go in there. There's just never anybody that goes in there.
Yeah, no.
The effects are all very dated and yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, I think that it's time for something to happen there. All right, ready to go over to Animal Kingdom. We're going to be spending some time here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Pandora, the world of Avatar, has been announced to be opening summer of 2017. I will believe that, Peter Mandel, when I see it.
Oh, you don't think they'll hit that number?
No, I don't. I think it's going to get pushed back again. Just, I mean, the way, like, this Rivers of Light, like, we're almost a year from when Rivers of Light was supposed to open.
Right.
I mean, at this point, just hold Rivers of Light till next Earth Day, you know? I don't know. Like, I want to believe that it will open on time. So, here's hoping. When is the second, I don't know, you probably don't know, when the second Avatar is supposed to open?
I don't know.
If it opens before the summer, then that's smart to hold it off. Because you want interest to be at its peak. They showed the animatronic figure for the Navi River Journey Shaman, and holy crud, Peter Mandel, was that thing lifelike.
Yeah, I saw it. It really was.
I thought it was either CGI or a real person. Like, I've not been more sure since seeing Luke Cage that something was CGI. I'm convinced that that man is not real. That's Andy Serkis in a motion capture costume.
That's funny.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, like, just the facial expressions, the seamless movement. The future of animatronics is just, it's gotten so good. Like, I mean, if you look, it's pretty much Westworld at this point. I don't know if you watch that. I don't really watch it, but I've seen commercials for it. Everybody raves
about
it.
I do watch Westworld.
How is it?
It is pretty good.
Is it good? Is it as good as everybody says?
I like it, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
Good. They've also released some concept art for the shops and restaurants in the area. So, Satuli Canteen is going to be the main sit-down table service restaurant of the area. It is going to contain lots of Navi art and cultural items. Did you see these pictures?
No, I don't think I saw those.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty. Wind Traders is going to be all merchandise. And then you have Pongu Pongu, which is a drink location with a design as eclectic as its expat owner. I don't know what an expat is. I don't know if that's like an avatar thing that I just don't know, but I don't know what it is.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Avatar things. Okay, well, maybe we're not going to spend as much time in Animal Kingdom as I thought. We kind of breezed through that. I mean, you know me. You know how much I don't like Avatar. I'm not a huge James Cameron fan. But I do think that just visually and technologically, this is going to be one of the most stunning theme park lands of all time. Like, anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You have to be a huge Joe Rohde fan, though.
Yes, and that's what gives me hope. The fact that Joe Rohde has his hands in it.
I mean, yeah, this is his thing, right? I mean, this is going to be
baby,
his...
Yeah, I mean, well, anything going into Animal Kingdom is going to have his fingerprints on it. And,
right.
You know, he's been here working hard on it, because lots of the Mousers have posted in our Facebook discussion group, which, by the way, is facebook.com/group/2menandthemouse, that they have seen Joe Rohde, like, in the park or in the airport. Like, I've seen so many pictures of our listeners meeting Joe Rohde.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's
would love
to. He's just kind of everywhere. A friend of mine who was a cast member at Animal Kingdom Lodge, she told me that, like, when, what's his name? The head of the Disney company right now, Bob Iger. When Bob Iger, like, comes through, they're like, don't speak unless spoken to, don't make eye contact, like, just, you know, let him in his entourage go. Meanwhile, they'll walk up to her, they would walk up to her and be like, hey, Joe Rohde's over there, go say hi to him.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean,
apparently he just loves talking to fans.
How could you not? I mean, come on, the guy's got the best job ever.
He does. He really, like, I would say, like, he must have done something pretty awesome in a past life to have been reborn as Joe Rohde. Okay, so, I mean, like, what kind of food do you think they're going to serve?
I don't know. I mean,
like, can you do, like, nachos and, like, ribs in another planet? Like, the same thing goes with Star Wars Land. Like, what do you serve? Like, out-of-this-world burgers and, you know, like, Sunny Eclipse kind of stuff? Or, like, what is it going
to
be?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you still have to, you know, try and feed the families who are there, right?
Because you don't, you don't want to make the universal mistake and create the Wizarding World of Harry Potter food, which most American children will not touch.
Yeah, so I think you're going to, you know, you look at the Star Wars food offerings that they had already, like the dark side chicken and waffles. I think you're going to see stuff like that.
I loved those chicken and waffles. They were so good.
I know, it was really good.
I mean, it really wasn't anything special. It was just normal chicken and waffles, but it had Darth Vader's picture on. And I would get the kids one, too, because, like, the adult one was too big.
And it had Darth Vader on the waffles.
Darth Vader on the waffles, yeah. And I also liked, you know, they had the dark side burger with, like, the black bun and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, they always do. But, I mean, like, for a table service, like, you think you're going to go Asian inspired? Like, I'm wondering what the, like, what do you do?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. I have no idea. Is it going to be, like, the Rainforest Cafe? Like, what's it going to be?
I don't know what they're going to do with it.
All right, well, tough one. Yeah, you ready to move on to studios?
Yeah, let's do studios.
I do want, by the way, speaking of Pandora, I really do want some glowing, like pulsating, glowing alcoholic beverages.
Do you think you and I have to watch Avatar?
Yeah, I think we do have to watch it again. Like, I think just to, like, get everything, all the little nuances and stuff. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think I've ever actually said I own it on DVD, but I don't think I've ever sat and watched it, like, all together.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that.
Okay, so Hollywood Studios, we got a slew of stuff to talk about here, including a couple of reviews to get to.
Okay.
So they announced over the weekend that a new mission is coming to Star Tours.
Heard about this.
It will be in Episode 8, Star Wars Episode 8 inspired. We don't have a title for Episode 8 yet. It's going to be an Episode 8 inspired you know, like, kind of like the we have Jakku now for.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think this surprised anybody.
No, definitely not. They're currently working on it, which, to be a fly on the wall in that meeting to know what's going on in Episode 8. By the way, do you think we get the Episode 8 title, like, sometime in the next month when Rogue One comes out?
Yeah, I do. Because, I mean, you would have to think maybe Super Bowl-ish time you're going to get the first teaser.
I would have. You know what? I would honestly say, every year now you have a Star Wars in December. Every year you should get the first teaser a year out. Doesn't need to be much, just something with the title reveal and the first glimpse.
Right. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Like, remember after the Episode 7 teaser came out when everybody was like, did you see that lightsaber? And, like, did you see that little soccer ball thing? Like, I loved that.
I famously
didn't love it because I thought J.J. Abrams was just trying to J.J. Abrams everything. But now that I look back on it, I like it in retrospect.
Although he did J.J. Abrams everything.
He did J.J. Abrams it, yes. He did quite a bit. Okay, so they've released new concept art for Star Wars Land. Did you see that as well?
I did.
Yeah, so what do you think? Like, it really looks so well themed. Like, I love the peaking mountains and stuff like that.
Yeah, these pictures are always, like, hard to read, you know? I mean, you really got to kind of take a peek at them and imagine, like, what's really going to be there. Like, let me ask you a question. Are we seeing Star Tours in that picture?
No.
No. Like, how close to Star Tours do we think that's going to be?
There's going to be the Muppet Courtyard will pretty much... I mean, no. Star Tours will be, like... Like, to walk from Star Tours by where the speeder bike is, like, over to where the writer's stop was, that is where Star Wars Land is.
Right.
So, it won't be far, I don't think. Like, Star Tours and, like, Jedi Training will be, like, right there at the entrance.
Right.
Okay, so, there's also a new Doctor Strange. Oh, by the way, in the Star Wars Land thing, they have that huge Millennium Falcon there, which I'm guessing is the queue to that attraction where you pilot the Millennium Falcon. But, I mean, how cool is it to see the Millennium Falcon just sitting there?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm equally excited about seeing that Imperial shuttle that's off to the one side.
Yes. Oh, so neat. I cannot wait.
I think that looks awesome.
So I guess by having Star Tours kind of off to the side, it kind of still makes it okay to have that be an Ewok village, which I never want to change.
Yeah, I don't either, for nostalgia.
Yeah, I love that Ewok village. Okay, so there is a new Doctor Strange show in Hollywood Studios.
Really?
Yes, as you come out of Toy Story, if you make a left to go back to like where like the Splash Fountain used to be and stuff like that, it's actually a dead end right now. Like, you can't really go far beyond it. But several times a day now, they have a Doctor Strange Discover the Mystic Arts show.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, kids come up and they can kind of interact with Doctor Strange, and he does like a whole show with them. Kind of similar to Enchanted Tales of Belle and Jedi Training.
Okay.
So, and by the way, that movie was awesome.
Cool. Oh man, was it?
Oh, so good. So I have a couple of reviews for you this week, Peter Mandel, if you're ready for that.
All right, hit me.
I dined at Pizza Rizzo the other day.
I should have known this was coming. And? Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing about Pizza Rizzo. When you're talking about Pizza Rizzo, you got to talk about the theming and not the food, because the food is basically Pizza Planet. I will mention the food briefly. I had the meatball sandwich, which actually was quite acceptable. I thought it was a very good meatball sandwich. I doused it with packets of Parmesan cheese and red pepper, but it was still good. And it came with a little it came with a drink. I got a little root beer, and it comes with like a little cup of Caesar salad, which is Caesar salad, by the way, in name only. And I'm really pissed about this salad, because there was no Caesar dressing on it, nor was there any place to get Caesar dressing.
Really?
It was literally just romaine lettuce and croutons in a cup.
Huh.
And I was like, what is the point of this? My friend Annie got the antipasto salad. It actually looked really good.
Right.
It was nice and big.
Yeah,
it
that's meat. The one I had, though.
Yeah, it had meat, it had cheese, it had balsamic and stuff like that. It looked really good. The theming, it's good, but it could be better.
Okay.
First of all, the one thing I love is they've got, they have Pizza Rizzo trash cans.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, and they all have some kind of, like, different saying on them. Like, they're all different. Like, one will be like, throw out your trash, your ma don't work here. Or, forget about leaving your trash on your table or, like, something like that, which is pretty neat.
Right.
So the ground floor is themed to New York City. They actually have some of the signage from Streets of America. They moved it in there, which is pretty neat.
Oh, that's cool.
They've got things like, they got, like, Yolanda the Rat as, like, the employee of the month. Like, she's got, like, her picture on the wall. There's an IOU. Their first dollar is framed on the wall, and it's an IOU from Pepe.
Okay.
Rizzo's like apron and chef's or Papa Rizzo's apron and chef's hat from Muppet Steak Manhattan's up there.
Nice.
Yeah, there's like lots of little like rat things like all throughout the place. Records hanging up on the wall. In the back, they have like a caricature wall, which is kind of like in Muppet Steak Manhattan when he goes to Sardi's.
Right.
Don't worry, keep eating. You know, like when he comes in, all the rats are in his. But they're all the Muppets. It's all caricatures of the Muppets, which is where I should have sat. When you go upstairs, there's more of like the New York setting kind of stuff. And in one back room, they have a wedding reception room, which is where I ate.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It's pretty neat. It's got a disco ball. It's got a dance floor, which has all tables on it, obviously. They're playing like wedding music in there, like YMCA and stuff like that. Outside, there's a cork board that has learn piano lessons with Rolf or New Zealand, fish boomerang for hire or something like that.
Okay.
But they have one where it's just something like whose wedding it was. But when you look really close, you can see faded letters of what was there before. And Pete, this made it all worthwhile. It said, and I had to look really, really close to make it out, but it said, Pa Otter Memorial Service, performance by the Frogtown Hollow Community Jug Band.
No.
It says it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is an Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas Easter egg. And you have to know it's there. I didn't know it was there, but I saw faded letters, and I literally stared at this thing for like 5 minutes trying to figure out what it was.
That's awesome.
I could not. When I saw the word Otter and Jug Band and Frogtown, I was like, no! It is the. And I'm hoping there's other cool Easter eggs in there, but like that really, like the whole thing just kind of like was taken together for me right then and there. So as a whole, Pizza Rizzo is probably my new go-to restaurant in the studios.
Okay, cool. I told you, I mean, I didn't hate the food there.
I didn't hate it either. I thought it was actually pretty good. Okay, so our last review of the evening for today, I sat through Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, now twice.
Okay.
You know, we try to take a positive spin on everything here on the show.
Of course, of course.
It's so inferior. Like, it's perfectly fine, perfectly acceptable, but when you compare it to that Star Wars show, it is so inferior, it's not even funny. That Star Wars show did things with fireworks that I've never seen before. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam was, it's 90% projections. Like, it might as well just be Celebrate the Magic.
Right, right.
Very few fireworks. They shoot up those little fireworks on the sides, and it's just like, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. And they just go, every once in a while. And it's literally just that over and over again. And then there's like some fireworks like up over like the up like over and to the right of the Chinese theater that kind of like explode big in the sky. But other than that, it's just I don't know. And the I've never seen Prep and Landing, so maybe that was a little lost on me.
You would like Prep and Landing.
I clearly realized I would once I started watching it. You know, like when they're looking for Santa, and like it goes through like all these Disney movies, most of which have nothing to even do with winter or the holidays. Like Mr. Toad was up there for some reason. I'm like, what? But there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, it's just a hodgepodge of different scenes from different things. Like, there's, you know, right. They play some good Christmas music. The Nightmare Before Christmas area or part of the show is awesome because the whole thing turns into Oogie Boogie's like house.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It was pretty neat. And it snows during it, obviously, which is always awesome.
Right.
I always enjoy it.
Because it snows everywhere now.
Yeah. The holiday decor in studios is fantastic. They ran stuff over. Remember how it used to be on Main Street USA before Festival of Fantasy when they would run that stuff like across the top of Main Street?
Right.
Like overhead? They do that in studios now. The Muppet Courtyard is all decorated for Christmas as well. And they did the one thing that I love when they do. It's all Muppet Christmas music in the Muppet Courtyard.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of it. You've got like the whole soundtrack of Muppet Christmas Carol. You've got Muppets and John Denver Christmas Together. You've got so many Muppet Christmas albums that you can fill an hour very easily.
Right, right.
So yeah, I mean, that's it. That's Studios at Christmas. I mean, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, if you're there and, you know, you like Christmas, go see it because it is very festive. But they better bring Star Wars back at the end of this because it was so much better.
Oh, they have to. Although, yeah. I just think, you know, for the people who kind of are going there now and are like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, like I would be upset if I didn't get to see Star Wars. Star Wars can be Christmassy.
What, like Hoth? Or Life Day?
Anything. Come on.
Life Day?
Yeah, Life Day just passed, right?
Yeah, that's true. It did. All right, so that's it for the news this week.
That's a lot of news.
There's a lot of news. It's a good thing we dedicated the whole show to it. Otherwise, we never would have been able to cram any ticket attraction in without a two-hour show.
Seriously.
All right, so anything else you want to add this week?
No, that's pretty good. I'm excited about those Magic Bands.
Yeah, very excited about those Magic Bands. Well, that's going to do it for Two Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Folks, thank you so much. We love talking news with you guys. We're sorry that, you know, we couldn't have the show last week. I was having some issues. I got home really late from work, and we weren't able to do it. And I grossly apologize for that. I promise it is not going to become a regular thing. We'll be continuing to bring the show to you every Tuesday. I promise. Folks, please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/twomeninthemouse, Twitter at twomeninthemouse, Instagram at whitedragonpn. Also, Facebook at White Dragon PN and Twitter at, or I'm sorry, Facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and Twitter at White Dragon PN. Also, please, folks, check out our Facebook discussion group, Facebook.com/groups/2menandthemouse. the Mouse. If you'd like the show, folks, please do us the honor of telling someone about it. Tell a friend, tell a family member, give it a rating and review in iTunes. It all helps us out so tremendously. You have no idea. It's thanks to you guys that this show has continued to grow the way it has. And folks, for Peter Mandel and his great comic book store, Rogue Comics, there in Cranford, New Jersey, check him out at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or go to roguecomics.com where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. And also, folks, if you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, Disneyland, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Universal Studios Orlando, look up our good friend and sponsor Dave Weicker of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney or Universal vacation for you at no additional cost. You can always find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him dave@magicaltravel.com. And if you are looking to rent the crib or stroller of your dreams on your next Disney vacation, check out kingdomstrollers.com. They'll deliver your crib or stroller directly to your Disney resort. And for me, folks, the re-release of Rocinante, my novel, is coming at you on December the 10th. And we've already done the cover reveal. It looks awesome. I'm so super duper excited for it. Please head over to facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor for all the news on how you can pre-order that. Pre-order is now available, and the new version ebook is only 99 cents. So pick it up, folks. Wow. I would really, really appreciate it. Yeah. And I've also redone my website, authorkevinjkessler.com, where you can sign up for my author newsletter, which will have all information on both WDPN and any books that are coming out in the near future. All right. Thank you so much for joining us again, folks, this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
Nope. See you next week.
See you next week, folks. All right. Keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.